more morning, anytime. This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Jack, your little daughter Kennedy, she's 4 coming 5.
Yeah.
She's going to be starting kindergarten tomorrow.
She does. Yeah, she's going to kindergarten for the very first time tomorrow and really independent school for the very first time. She went to play school, but really she had a lot of help. But we got emails from the teachers and they were like, please make sure that your child can independently take their shoes on and off. If they can't tie shoelaces, don't bring them with laced shoes.
Velcro.
Yes.
But my kids got the Yeezys, man.
Other notes are like, please send them with a snack. Make sure it's nut free and make sure they're able to independently open and close their lunch kits and eat it by themselves.
Right.
Mike, I've been helping her entire life. Oh my God.
This is, you're going to Harry and the Hendersons, your kid. Go get it, he leave.
We are way behind. Like, the girl should be paying rent.
Yes.
Seriously. So all this
independence.
We have been doing independence drills where literally I'm like, you have got to get your shoes on by yourself. I can't help you.
You're standing weeping and Kennedy's crying. I can't do it.
It has been quite the week.
Okay.
But yeah, we're doing these drills where I never realized, like, oh, yeah, I'll just open that snack for her. Oh, yeah, I'll do this. And I'm like, oh, no, I can't do this anymore. She's got to prove it. She can do it on her own.
Okay.
And then your other daughter, Lily's just sitting there all smug. Oh. Mommy still opens my granola bars.
Heck yes. Not free, by the way.
That's hilarious. Is there anything that she struggles with the most in her newfound independence?
Zippers. We're still working on zipping up the coat.
Oh, okay.
I just unrock that bad boy. Just leave it open.
I feel like we're cramming for a test for tomorrow. She's got to get the zipper.
Do you think when you drop her off on that line for her first day of school, she's going to be like, thumbs up, mama, go in, no problem, or is there going to be tears?
No, the first, she is so excited.
Yeah.
She's going to be like, peace out, mom, yeah. Bye. But teacher, can you zip up my jacket, please?
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Matt, you were talking about your nephew's first day of school and how he was set up to succeed because his mom's a teacher, right?
Yeah, the same school that he's going to, his mom teaches at.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's so awesome. And like, as a mom, I'm sure you know, you're hyping your kid up to get them excited to go so it's less painful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So the week before, she's like, Gabe, are you all ready? He takes his backpack on walks.
Yeah.
He's ready to go. His books are in there. He's taken him to the classroom. He's inspected the classroom. He approves. He knows what to which door to go in.
Yeah. He's way ahead of all these other kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's been there, done that.
So yesterday,
it's
time to go.
Mm-hmm.
They take a shot in front of the door. Other kids start coming. He's like, realizes, okay, these are my fellow classmates. And then the teacher says, okay, kids, let's line up.
Yeah.
And he realizes, this is real. This is real.
There's other people.
There's not
here?
Just like mom's leaving and like legit she's leaving. She keeps talking about it, but she's leaving. So he gets in line, looks back like she's going to Shawshank, and just lets a long one go. And of course, I don't blame any mom or dad who also starts weeping. I guess Allison, my sister-in-law, just starts bawling.
Oh no.
It's like, it's okay, Gabe, you have to go. He's crawling. The chain gang makes their way into kindergarten.
This is my worst nightmare.
It is so funny. Kids are so different. Yeah.
But then as soon as he got in, came home, he loved it.
He was all good.
Yeah, but like, you know, the first couple hours, he's just
in the
class.
I think that's usually what happens.
Yeah,
we never had that issue at all with our daughter. It was just like every day she'd just jump out of the vehicle and wait to go to school. Our son, though, on the other hand, I had to have some like tough love with him.
Oh,
it was bad. I'd take him took him to school every day, and every day he would start to tear up as we'd get closer to Grumania School, and I'm just like, oh, no. And I'm just like, I know if I play along with this game, he's never going to go to school.
I fear that because my kid's a softie. I'm for sure going to be just like Harry and the Hendersons when he has to point to the monster, get in the forest, and he sheds a tear after he yells at him. This is us.
All right, thanks, guys. I'm really pumped for tomorrow.
Good luck.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
It is time for Quick Draw. We've got Elaine and Shelley on the line. How are you ladies doing today?
Awesome. Just thank you. And you?
Great.
I think we're doing just ducky. Hey, guys?
Hey, okay.
Sure. All right. Let's find out, shall we, which one of you is quickest on the draw today. Again, basically, we could give up to 5 questions. The first one to 3 moves on, and tomorrow could be $250 richer. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be awesome.
Okay. All right, Elaine, you were in first. That means you get to answer with a high voice so we can, identify which one is which. Elaine, give us your high voice.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Pretty high.
That'll work. Shelley, low voice.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Very muppety.
It always works in the practice. And then when we get to the game, everybody forgets their role. But that's okay. We're going to give this a shot anyway. All right, ladies?
All right. Good luck, Shelley.
Okay.
You too.
Okay. Question number one. Name a chip flavor that starts with an A.
Like a potato chip?
Yeah.
Starts with an A. Anaheim pepper. I don't know.
The old classic Anaheim pepper.
Apple chips. Apple chips.
I like
apple
the way.
Were you both helping?
I like
each
the
other?
Way they work together. It's like a class project.
It's apple chips. You can get those dried apple chips.
Okay, which one is that? Which one of you?
Shelley.
Okay.
Oh, Shelley.
All right, I'd give it to Shelley.
All right, that's a tough one.
That's the hardest question we've ever asked.
No, it's not. All dressed.
Oh, snap.
And I work at a grocery store. I should know that.
All right, here we go. Question number two. Shelley's got a 1-0 lead. Name something you clean that starts with the letter M.
A microwave.
A microwave?
Yeah, you clean
right,
microwaves. Got to clean mine. Thanks for the reminder.
Ooh,
okay,
yeah,
here we go. We're tied at one apiece. This looks like this is going to be a fun game. A type of dance that starts with a W.
A waltz. Waltz. I said waltz first.
I heard high.
I heard high first, yeah. Actually. Yeah.
No, that was me. I said it first, but I didn't do this part.
Oh.
So you're playing with yourself.
Sorry, it's the excitement is killing me. Waltz.
Okay, Shelley, I'll take your word for it. I don't know. What do you say, Judge Matt?
I'm on your side, Jack.
All right. Okay, here we go. He's still shocked about all-dressed chips, so who knows?
Apple all-dressed.
Okay. An ingredient in cookies that starts with an O.
Oatmeal.
That was low.
Elaine,
you were the nicest person ever.
And oatmeal cookies are trash.
No, they're
chocolate
not.
Chips are not.
Yeah, add some chocolate.
Jeez, holy.
I'd have chocolate chips in my all-dressed chips, if that makes any sense. Hey, congratulations, Shelley. You've moved on. Elaine, thanks for being a great sport, all right?
No problem.
Thanks, Elaine. You were great. Thank you.
All right.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Kissin' Love Court. Again, if you ever have anything you think would kind of fit in a Love Court theme, you can reach out to us just like somebody has.
Yes, they actually didn't give their name because it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
They said, "Hey guys, it's the first day of school and I already have a crush. This is literally my first year teaching my own room and I am so excited, but I can't stop thinking about one thing. The principal. He is so hot. There is something about him I just can't help myself. He's even recently single. Now, he's 15 years older than me, but whatever. I don't care. Do I possibly ruin my new gig and make things awkward with him, or do I shoot my shot? Or do I just leave him alone and swoon all day long? Any help is appreciated."
Hmm.
Oh, what you do is you wear your best sexy teacher outfit. You say, "I'd have a couple of questions about my new job."
Jack is shaking her head.
Oh my gosh.
And then you shut the door and then you drop your books by accident. Oops.
Like, fantasize for sure, but do not do anything.
Yes, whatever. The professional code of contact. You can be professional when asking somebody, "Hey, you know, I was wondering if you'd like to go out for a drink sometime." He says no, then you say okay, and then you cry yourself to sleep for a few nights and you move on.
This is so bad. So bad.
What's that phrase? Don't eat where you poop.
That's it.
Yeah.
100%. There is something to be said for don't poop and where you eat.
Oh, yeah, either way. But anyway.
Chris is just rubbing his arms in like uncomfortableness.
Yeah, that is awkward. And it could, what are the chances, right? I mean.
It could work. Whatever. Why you deny yourself happiness?
Well, you know what? At least play it out for a while. Like, don't, the first day of school today, this isn't the day to jump.
Right. Jump into it, right? I mean, maybe she wants to get ahead of the crowd. Who knows?
Yeah,
I mean, he sounds pretty hot.
If there's like other single teachers.
But like, no way, you cannot do this.
What about
you
the age
cannot
gap?
Do this. What?
Are you worried about the age gap?
No, oh. No.
All right. 780-421-1039. You can also text us at 103939. The texts are rolling in. The calls are going, oh my goodness, this is the first year on my own room too. Girl, don't go there.
It says, back off. Seriously, that's a no-go.
These are other teachers vying for your man. Don't listen. Go after what you want.
Who is this principal?
Yeah, I kind of want to know too.
Send pics.
Pics are, get out.
All right, 780-421-1039. You can also text us again. Love Court, tell that teacher to chill. Absolutely not worth ruining your reputation as a new teacher.
You don't do it in front of like a gymnasium full of children and teachers.
I certainly hope not.
I like this. For Love Court, what's the worst thing that could happen? You humiliate yourself and flush your dream job down the tubes, worked years to achieve it down the drain. Seems totally worth it.
Is he going to fire you if you say, hey, you know, I'd like to have a coffee with you?
I bet you he won't, but someone will.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Kissing Love Court this morning. New teacher has a crush on her principal. What does she do about it?
There is a varying response. This simple phrase, I think, is what she should just keep repeating in her mind. This comes from Ashley. Don't get your honey where you get your money.
I don't believe in that. I think work, you make some incredible
That's
connections.
That's terrifying.
I'm a married man. Jack, get your eyes off me. But like, come on. So many people meet their partners at work. It's different dating your boss. I will say that. Mm-hmm. But some people are into that. Both boss and employee.
We are hearing from a first year teacher as well. They say, I'm a first year. I would definitely fantasize a lot, but it is not worth ruining your career right from the start.
Yeah, kids work silently. You just daydream.
This person says, life's too short not to take chances.
Okay.
Go for it, girl.
I think you can do it professionally. I understand everybody's concern. It's not like she's going to do something outrageous, right? Yeah.
Okay, well then, was it you that sent this text in? Maybe she should do something naughty so she gets sent to the principal's office.
I just hear Van Halen in the back. Dun, 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 hot for teacher.
You know what? I'm not saying it's a no-go completely. I'm just saying.
Really?
I'm just saying play it out for.
At Chris least, loves love.
Play it out for at least a semester.
I don't know if this is love yet.
It could be. Well, don't deny her the chance at it.
Fair. I think she should deny for a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's like, hold off.
All right, fine. I'll allow that.
Play it out a bit, you know, till at least the second block.
There you go. Yeah.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Yeah, he's hot. He's single. There's just an issue that he's the principal and she's a brand new teacher at the school. Should she take a run at him?
Take a run.
What a way to describe it. Oh, lots of advice coming in, including this text at 103939. For Love Court, I've actually been in this situation, and 9 times out of 10, it does not bode well. I will save you the trouble, and I'll take you on a date.
Okay. Oh.
Oh, you sneaky devil.
Yeah.
This text says, my true advice is to bottle it up, just like the rest of us, and shoot your shot at the Christmas party when you can use the excuse, sorry, I was drunk, if it doesn't go well. It will usually get laughed off rather than be taken serious if it doesn't work.
Hey, Mr. So-and-so, would you like to do 13 Jaeger bombs with me?
I mean, that's the start of any great relationship. Right? Yeah,
I mean, it's a real coming-of-age tale.
All right. So the majority of people are saying, don't do it.
Don't do it. Yeah. Say, focus on your job. There are a few, though. Like we said, shoot your shot. Life's too short. Try it out. Yeah.
Bare min, people are like, wait a month or two.
Yeah. Don't do it on first week. First week's a no-no.
There's so much going on.
Just think about it.
Throw out some vibes, at least. Just shoot him a look.
How does
here
she
and there?
Throw out a vibe in school?
You girls are crazy. I don't know. You've got vibes you shoot all the time.
I'm hot and single and a vice principal at a different school. He should date me. Okay.
Okay, so is it okay if it's principals?
Equals.
Principals.
Oh, we really got to find out what we're going to do at this school and meet up.
They're different schools. I don't know.
These schools.
Okay, I got it. Anyway, there's a lot of different analogies and texts. We appreciate
there's lots
them
that we
all.
Can't read. That's why there's kind of pauses in between.
Stuff about
because we're going through
them
being like, nope, nope,
and-
nope, nope, nope.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
There's Lady A and Like a Lady kissing in the morning with Chris, Jack, and Matt. It's 8:08. Welcome to your Thursday morning. For the most part, most kids are going back to school in the next few days. Jack, you're talking about the fact that your daughter Kennedy goes to kindergarten for the very first time tomorrow, and you guys have been doing all sorts of drills to make sure she's independently ready to go, right?
The kindergarten drills. Yeah, they say they got to do a lot of things by themselves, and I have realized I've been doing a lot of stuff for her, so we're cramming.
All right. Well, Matt.
Kennedy, take off your shoes. Put them back on.
Matt's just behind you. He'll be getting in the middle of this kindergarten thing in a couple of years as well. So, and it's been a long time since our kids went to school. The fact that my son is having another challenging day in his training for an Edmonton firefighter proves that the time has flown by for us for sure. Mm-hmm. But there was a time, just like your Kennedy and just like your Beau, we were waiting for those first independent days of school. And so many years ago, I wrote something that just described exactly how I saw his mom take it that first day of school, and I think that a lot can relate. Today, life changed forever in our quiet three-bedroom home because our baby boy went to school for the first time on his own. His mom spent hours getting him ready for this very special day. Everything now has his name on it because it's supposed to be that way. Like a pregame speech from a coach, all the things that he should abide. Son, always say please and thank you, and remember, don't pee when you're outside. I do feel sorry for his mom today. I see it in her forced smile. She's not quite ready to give him up. Can't he stay her baby for a while? Mom's had his heart entirely for the last 5 years, and now she has to share him, and it's caused some hidden tears. She knows it's part of life, and he'll make her oh so proud. But today she's not that excited, and I guess that mom's allowed. Others wonder why she isn't happy. It's time for relaxation mode. But she sits all day by the window waiting for his bus to come down the road.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Just hanging on here by a thread. I've read that thing in a number of years, and I got a daughter getting married. I got a son that's doing his stuff, and it's crazy. And a lot of people can relate. I know that it seems like watching your two, your children, your four children kind of evolve and grow, it seems like it's slowly, slowly, slowly happening. But when it's in your own world, it's just like, man, it just goes by in a snap, and it will, right? So,
I mean, that's what they keep saying.
I know, it doesn't feel like it. It doesn't feel like it. But all of a sudden, you're looking back and going, man, like, seriously, yes.
And Nancy agrees. She says, Chris, you brought tears to my eyes. So sweet. My son is now 24, but that first day of school is a memory that a parent never forgets.
Mm-hmm.
And to think he wasn't going to do this.
I know. You've got to do it.
Yeah.
This says, thanks, Chris. You just made this big, tough dad cry dropping off his daughter at school today.
Yeah. You know what? There's no other way to describe it, really. But thank you for all of the text messages. And it is very relatable. Yes.
And if you see someone crying right now, thank Chris Sheets.
That's what I always think, though. Chris probably made them cry.
Got nothing to do with the poem. Just making them cry. Well, Chris is crying this morning. So anyway, we'll get through this for sure. And every stage is awesome, right? Like I said, you're just as excited and proud now than you were that first day of school. But it's funny that Jack's just wondering if your daughter's ready to take this stuff on after all of this very good loving you've given them, right? That's the thing. You got to trade them off, it's a different situation. So
I feel like she's going off into the real world. Is she ready? The answer is no.
This is when they take the Navy SEAL and the Black Hawk and the Navy SEAL drops and you're like, goodbye. The helicopter parent leaves.
That's well,
I'll be around.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
So my daughter had her birthday yesterday. I guess she wanted to treat herself and her mom, and the wedding that we've waited many years to try to happen is hopefully going to happen in October. So they're going to do this hair and makeup trial thing. So they go in the afternoon and they come back, and I was really excited to see them both. I just first one that walked in the door was my wife. Beautiful, just absolutely perfect. Her hair was up, and her makeup was just on point. And like, I'm not a makeup guy, but I was just like, wow.
Look at this, Fox, as beautiful as the day I met her.
So then I'm waiting for the bride, and I can hear the music in my head.
Dun, 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 dun,
yeah, this is like a preview of what you're going to see on her wedding day.
Only a few people get to see this.
How would you guys describe my daughter's? She is unique, a unique individual, and she has like colors and
bold style.
Bold style.
I love Bailey's style. It's one of a kind. So it's on trend. It's amazing.
I expected it to be bold, but she came around the corner and she said, "So?" And I, you know, those moments in your life, you've ever had these moments in your life where you say something and you realize as soon as you say it, you shouldn't have said it.
Every hour.
Yeah. I said to her.
You've listened to this show, right?
Yeah.
I literally make a living doing that, but carry on.
I said, you look like a character from Star Trek.
Oh!
That was not the right thing to do.
Is there any really pretty ones, though?
There must be. I mean, she's still pretty.
You don't take it like, oh, yeah, like you're Captain, you know, like Janeway or something. No. 100% you think you're a Ferengi. Or a Klingon.
Thanks, Dad. And then she went downstairs for a while. But I said, you look so beautiful, like naturally. I don't know why we need to go to this level.
Save that in post.
So there was a lot of makeup is what you're saying.
Well, it's just. Yeah, in the eyes and the
I'm sure it was very Bailey too. Like,
eyes.
It was something about the eyes. I don't know. I don't want to give it away, but it was just like there was some kind of triangle things going on and some silver stuff. And I just like, I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know anyway, but it's not up to me, obviously. And I'll still.
You know, when she walks down the aisle, if she still has that makeup, she's going to have a little piece of doubt in her now. Thanks to Dad,
like
the
Star
man who
Trek.
Just wrote poems for her.
Anyway, I don't know. I should have never said it. Now,
at least you're honest, right? Some people can't be honest.
I guess.
What did Karen think of it? You probably talked to her. Should I said that to her?
No, I think her mom was okay with it. She didn't. Yeah, I think it's more of a. I don't know. I can't say.
It could be a dad thing.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I mean, sometimes makeup looks very different in person than it does in pictures.
Right, and I think that's the point. And it'll go with the dress, and it'll all go together. But yeah,
it is.
Dads, have you ever said something you regret to your daughters?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Maybe we'll call Jack's dad.
Oh, no.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Talking about dumb things dads say, because, dads do say the occasional dumb thing.
Oh, yes, they do, including this dad. A text at 103939. My husband loves long hair on girls, and we have three daughters. Our oldest was about 22 when she came home one day and had cut her hair just above her shoulders. The man child commented, "Finally, got a boy." We laugh now, but she cried then.
Ouch.
You think about it, it's a good joke.
Man child.
Like, inappropriate and wildly, like, wildly inappropriate.
Yeah.
But funny a little.
All right. You got another one?
No, Matt. Yeah.
What?
This text says, my uncle one time sassed me for wearing makeup. He made me go wash all of it off and told me I'm too beautiful to wear makeup. I have never worn it since that day. Now, he passed away years ago, but that comment carries with me, and I always smile.
There you go.
Rock it, girl.
Yeah, I like it.
Gordon, you got a story?
I got married, my second marriage, the morning of the gift opening, my daughter showed up with a hoodie on. And said, "Guess what, Dad?" And I'm like, "What?" She goes, "I cut my hair." And I said, "Okay." And then when she took her hoodie off, like half of her hair was cut off.
Uh-huh.
And I said, "Oh, my God, that looks terrible."
And she waited till your second wedding to do this?
Yeah, till the day of our gift opening.
Yeah.
And then she cut her hair, came in with a hoodie on, and then said, "Guess what?" And, of course, now I'm freaked out because she's got a hoodie on covering her head, thinking something serious happened or something. And then she took the hoodie off, and half of her hair was gone. So I was like, "Well, that looks terrible." And I pretty much broke her heart. So,
would you take it back if you could?
No, absolutely. 100%.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, then
I regret that. It feels like it was yesterday, but that was.
Yeah.
12 years ago, 13 years ago. Yeah,
and you know, there's not a lot of things that can make a gift opening a real bummer.
Yeah, and I made it even better, didn't I?
Yeah. You know us dads, sometimes, right?
You just can't help yourselves.
We got to keep our inside voices.
I think so. I agree in there.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Yesterday would have been a good day to watch some television. Matt, you're pretty excited because of what's going to be on Netflix?
Coming October.
Yeah.
All 9 seasons of Seinfeld coming to Netflix. Finally.
Oh, really? That's big.
Yeah. One of the things about, like, I think the current cable company that has the license is Peachtree.
Okay.
For Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And they cut scenes out.
Okay.
To fit more commercials in.
Oh, okay.
So, like, and I hate it. So, like, Seinfeld coming to Netflix is big. I wonder if they're coming to Canada because it was a big American story, I think.
Okay. That would be like us cutting songs out to play more commercials. We never do that.
Never.
Mm-mm.
I could see Jack's reaction through those jelly glasses.
And then somebody texted and told some other good news.
Yes, they said, my husband and I were looking for a new series to watch, and you would not believe this. Did you know that Desperate Housewives is on Prime? I remember how much you love the show, Chris.
I love the show so much, but I have told the story. I never watched the finale. I watched every episode. I couldn't handle it, I guess. I never saw the finale of Desperate Housewives, believe it or not. So
this is a Matt move too, though. I don't like things wrapping up.
Yeah. So now I'll have no excuse but to watch it.
You gonna rewatch the whole thing?
How many seasons was it?
I don't know, but it was so good.
Oh, 4 too many.
Yeah. Nathan Fillion was on it too.
I might watch it. Because everyone always talks about it.
Yeah.
There's so many good shows you could watch now.
Ted Lasso, Jack. Ted Lasso.
You guys keep talking, but I need like some murder and some crime and stuff like that.
Desperate Housewives is your show.
How about White Lotus? Have you seen White Lotus yet?
Heck yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, who am I talking to?
All right. Anyway, there you go. There's some stuff for you to watch from back in the day. But Jack, honestly, Ted Lasso. And for everybody else, I've had people email me and say, what were you talking about? What show? Ted Lasso.
I do see people talking about this Ted Lasso.
Yeah. You're going to feel so good.
She doesn't like feeling good.
No, I'm currently watching The Undoing, and I think Bobby, my husband, might be a murderer.
I think he might too.
Yeah,
all signs point to yes.
That makes three of us. Hey, thanks for listening to the Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. If people want to find out more about Jack, where do they got to go?
You can go at Kissin_Jack, J-A-C-K, on Twitter.
What about you, Matt?
I'm Matt D. Builder on Twitter.
All right, because you're building all the time.
That's right. How about you, Chris?
Well, I'm at Chris Sheets. Everybody spells my name wrong. S-C-H-E-E-T-Z. And don't forget about this podcast.
Yes, you can rate, review, and subscribe so you never miss a moment of all the fun we have.
If you enjoyed it, tell a friend. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 on Kissin' Country 103.9.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.